Head over to the livestock side. This cash cattle was on fire this week.
It was very encouraging, very high prices. You know, the technical action, though, was different. We made a new high and then closed quite a bit lower. Today, we're just an inside day of that, and I would say that you need to hold yesterday's low for the market to try and keep firming up. In all honesty, we might just trade range-bound here for a while because yesterday's range was so big. Obviously, it would be pretty technically negative if we go below yesterday's low. So far today, we're kind of firming up. With that higher cash number, you would expect us to have some decent support.
I talked yesterday to a South Dakota rancher who was talking about the devastation and the amount of cattle that he lost, but he went beyond that to say the ramifications of 3-4 months down the road in the feedlot activity. We'll definitely see a big impact in the Midwest, which he thought would have an impact possibly on the markets.
Yeah, I think you'll see that eventually down the road, maybe not initially. And you know, we'll start to get, you know, our cattle on feed reports. It's now reported that on October 31st will be the next one. And the numbers are expected to be quite a bit down. And now after a storm like that, you're going to even lower those numbers probably even more than first thought.
For the hogs, are we seeing some drop in price because maybe a top's in place?
You know, margin's still been very good for the hogs. I will say this, you know, we did get our cutout price, and it was basically $6 below where the last time it was reported. I think that was a little surprise. I think most people were expecting to be $3, maybe $4 lower, and six was a big number. So I think you're seeing some weakness in that market because of that. I still think hedge pressure is going to be pretty strong, and it should be. We're at levels where producers are making some pretty good money, and a lot of times that doesn't last as long as people would like it to. We looked at levels back in 2011, if you want to compare those years back when the cutouts were high, and what we saw from this point forward was the weights went up quite a bit, slaughter increased quite a bit as well, so it'd be interesting to see if we track similar to that year.